Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparra Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report again this morning, and Paul Ramo at his usual position at running at the controls. Start things off talking girls basketball with Dylan Erickson. We talked last Saturday, Dylan, that you're starting the season out with some three very, very good basketball teams, and they proved you right.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. That's for sure. We got tested this week to the fullest. I mean, three really good teams came in. Two of them came into Lacaparra, and we traveled on the road last night to KMS to a team I think is going to be a favorite in our conference. And, yeah, we saw some really high-level basketball, some teams that have been playing together for a number of years now. They showed us what it was all about, that's for sure. But still, like I said, still going to be proud of our girls. Just, you know, they never quit, never really got down on themselves. Thought we battled hard. But again, a lot of new kids and new faces in new spots and roles. And, you know, basketball's in their hands a lot more than ever has been before. And that's just going to come with experience and playing. We got to play games. And we want to play good teams, too.
Sure.
You know, we want to see that's the kind of teams we want to be as well. But, yeah, I mean, starting your season off with a state-ranked like Hancock, you know, coming in with everybody back from last year's team. And we saw how good they were last year. And, yeah, they showed us why they're going to be a favorite in their section and probably going forward in the state tournament too early on here. Just with their relentless pressure and, you know, offensively, it seemed like they've been playing, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 games already because of just how in rhythm they were together in sync. And, you know, you could just tell how much basketball they've played together the whole time. But so, again, from my eyes, it was fun to see, you know, a team like that. They're, you know, that's a well-coached, really good team. But, again, for our girls, just to kind of see, you know, that's the level we want to be at, and that's, you know, something to strive for. But, yeah, just from the tip, you know, the first 5, 6 minutes was competitive. You know, went back and forth with them a little bit and kind of handled things okay. But as soon as that 5, 6 minute mark in the first half kind of hit, we kind of hit a wall, kind of lost our air a little bit, and, you know, all of a sudden, things kept getting sped up, and we got more and more tired, and the game got faster and faster, and it was all of a sudden it turned into turnover after turnover, and we're chasing them down the other end, trying to, you know, in transition, and we just never could get our breath again. A few timeouts, and so first half kind of got away from us, and, you know, credit to them too when they did get it in the half court. They moved the ball well, and they knocked down some really tough shots too. It wasn't just you know, scoring in transition, which was a lot of their points, but when they did have it in the half court, they hit a lot of shots in that first half, and then they scored 62 points in that first half. Ooh. And so you got to make some shots other than just making layups too, and they did. In the first half, they made 12 threes for the game, and I'm sure they made 7, 8 of them in the first half, you know. And a couple were under some good pressure too. I thought we had good rotations on a few of them, and they just knocked them down, so you got to give them credit for that. But yeah, going to the half, you know, down 62-17 at that point, you know, you just don't. First game of the year, little bit of everything, you know, you had a lot of jitters and you know, and some nerves and things like that. But at least hopefully we cleared that out, you know, in the first half. And then same thing, second half, they came out and pressured us quite a bit throughout the first half. But again, we're going to see that all year, and we're going to have to get used to teams doing that, whether it's they're up by, you know, 20, 30, 40 points and keep doing it, or it's a tight ball game. Teams are going to do it to us. And so again, they outscored us 34-17 in the second half, and so we ended up losing 96-34. You know, definitely not the way you want to start your season, you know, giving up that many points and only scoring that many. But if we, you know, the kind of the theme of our week was, you know, girls handling the ball and pressure and situations and just our turnover factor. You know, we're averaging probably 40 turnovers for the week, a game. You know, that's not just through three games. That's a game. And, you know, you just limit yourself so much offensively when you lose the ball that many times. And, you know, that's you know, say 20, 30 shots, at least you're not getting at the rim, having that many turnovers. And that's how many points, you know, each of these teams scored, you know, on over half of these turnovers they scored in transition too. And so you're giving up a lot of easy points that way. And you're always trailing people down in transition, and, you know, that just takes a lot of energy. So by the time we do get it in the half court, maybe every five, six possessions, we're not in any kind of rhythm, no, not in any kind of sync at all. And so it just makes it frustrating that way for the girls and everybody a little bit when we're not getting shots at the rim and it doesn't feel like we're able to score. But, again, we got to start cutting down these turnovers and these mental mistakes and getting comfortable with the ball in our hands. But, again, that's just going to come with these girls getting experience and getting more court time and being in these situations. Run through a few stats here on the night. Jalen Lee led us in scoring with 13 points. She had 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Callie Kahn had 11 points and 11 rebounds, so a double-double. She just done a really nice job on the glass so far for us, trying to corral any missed shots we do force. She had a steal and a block. Let's see here. Kayla Jan had 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Kai Kranz had 6 points, a couple blocks, rebound, and a few assists. Claire Borsted had 6 rebounds, worked hard on the glass, had an assist and a steal. And then Kendall Shelstead had 5 rebounds and 4 assists. So, again, things are gonna come. It's going to start clicking. It's just, you know, we start off with a team like that, and we're all trying to find our way a little bit. They made it stick out pretty noticeably right away. But, yep. Again, that's part of the battle right there. And then it didn't get any easier. Back-to-back nights, playing a really good AA Minnewaska school with young girls back from last year and a couple back from injury. And they're going to be right at the top of the West Central Conference, which is a really tough conference in its own right. And they're going to be right up there in the thick of things, I think, competing with NLS and SOC and teams like that, too, Bold. So, again, yeah, they came in with basically their same starters back from last year. And I thought we did a much better job, though, you know, start the game with their pressure. They came out in full court press just right away, and I thought we handled it, you know, again, the first 5-6 minutes pretty well. You know, it was back and forth. It was, you know, a 2-5 point game throughout most of the first half until, you know, late in the first half they kind of went on a run, like 8-0, 10-0 run, and kind of stretched that lead out and ended up being 33-15 at half. But, again, I thought we did a better job. You know, our turnovers weren't all, you know, on our end of the court. Again, we got into the half court at least, and missed some shots and things like that, but at least we weren't, you know, giving them too many easy ones early on. Until later in that first half, then things kind of got away from us again. I thought we competed much better, limited a few things, and then they ended up outscoring us again, 31-16 in the second half, for a 64-31 loss. But again, another really good team in, another different type of pressure. You know, Hancock kind of ran a full court trapping, you know, and then they got in the half court and they'd run a run and jump trap at the corners, where Minnewaska kind of just full court presses full court and kind of with a man and kind of trapped us in the corners as well that way. So we got to see a little different pressure that way. But again, getting these girls comfortable with the ball in their hands is just to kind of be the key. I mean, through these first 3 games, the story is pretty much the same. We never really got a chance to set our defense defensively, but when we did, I thought we did a good job. And we never really got into the half-court offense and we're gotten any kind of rhythm just because of our turnovers. We just didn't have the ball enough and gave it away way too many times to even have a chance that way. But, again, you can take a lot of good positive things out of it, too, with gaining experience and, you know, kids in different situations. So I can run through some stats here again. Jalen led us again with 11 points and 5 rebounds. Kayla Jan had 9 points and 6 rebounds and a steal. Kai Kranz had a bucket, 3 rebounds and assists and a steal and a block. Callie Kahn had 7 points, 8 rebounds and a steal. Kendall Shelstead had a couple free throws. She had 10 rebounds and 2 assists. Claire Borsted had a rebound and a few steals. So, again, just gonna take time to gel and find ourselves a little bit, and we need some time to reset a little bit here coming in the next couple weeks here to figure some of these things out and some of these mental things, and so we can kind of cut down. Like I said, it's the story of turnovers right now for us and not valuing the basketball enough and just making the same mistake over and over and over again. And you know, eventually something's got to click and it's got to change for themselves too a little bit. I'm sure when I can say as much as we want, but if you don't start changing a little bit yourself, I mean, it gets old. It gets old fast, and so we're going to have to start changing some of these things quickly. And then, like I said, we traveled to KMS last night for our first conference game of the year. Again, a team I think that they were, you know, 6-7 deep, and they're really good, those 6-7, and Play well together. Got some size inside with the Luff sisters, and then some nice guards on the outside. The Hacker's a really good guard. As a freshman last year, like I said, she was all-conference player. And this year, again, last night she showed us why. As a sophomore, she's going to be one of the better guards in the league, in my opinion. Shoots it with ease, runs the offense with ease for them, and she's fun to watch that way. But again, came in last night. They came out and full court pressured us again from the tip, from the jump, and I thought we maybe took a step back last night. I was a little frustrated with that. From where we were against, I thought against Minnewaska, we handled things a little bit better. I thought last night we took a little step back on handling the pressure and the mental errors and things like that. And so they jumped out early on us and turned us over a bunch in that first half. I think we had 26 turnovers in the first half. And, you know, a team that scores 48 points and we have 26 turnovers, to do the math, they scored a lot of points in transition on our turnovers, and they only had to take two dribbles and they had a layup. That makes it tough, and that gets you down early. And, ran out of gas early, and, you know, I know everybody was kind of frustrated, too, with that first half, just how kind of things transpired throughout, just the little things we've been doing for two games. And, you know, game three, I get they're really good teams and a lot of pressure there, but you can't keep doing the same thing over and over, and something's got to change. And personally, we got to find some girls that want to take that, you know, personally, and take a step and step up for us. We need to find some leaders, too, that, you know, is not going to keep allowing this to happen on the court, because, like I said, Sherman and I can only say so much and call so many timeouts, and we can only do so many drills in practice and try work on it and get you put in the right situations and experience. But if you don't take it yourself and as a team, like, a good team is going to be led by the players, not by me or Sherb, you know. So we have to find some leaders out there and fast that want to step up and you know, have a chip on their shoulder and go forward that way. So, again, a little disappointed last night. We went into half down 48-20 and had a good conversation at half about, you know, how things are going to be the rest of the way out and how things have to change. And it's going to be up to them and the players to be able to do that. But, again, a little frustrating at half. And then, again, with the running time, you know, things go fast in the second half. So it was just a 22-10 score in the second half, which we ended up losing 70-30. Again, a team I thought we really could compete with. You know, I knew they were going to be good, but I thought we could do a better job competing with them. So that was kind of frustrating for us. But stats on the night, Jalen, again, led us in scoring with 11 points. She was 5-6 from the free throw line, did a good job attacking, trying to put some pressure on their defense when we had the opportunity. 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, and a block. Kayla Jan had 7 points, a rebound, and 3 steals. Kaya Kranz had 4 points, 2 rebounds, 3 blocks, a few steals. Callie Conn had 6 points and 3 rebounds and a steal and a block. Claire Borstedt had 3 rebounds and a steal. Kendall Shelstead had 6 rebounds and 3 assists and a steal. Zoe Doctor had a bucket and a rebound for us. And then Jada Kessler and Andy Doctor and Brandy Meyer got into at the end of the game a little bit to get a little experience, some run there. And Andy had a few rebounds and a steal, and Jada had a rebound and an assist. So, again, it's gonna take time. We just need game and court time and whatnot. But again, proud of our effort. It'll get there. We're gonna get there. Just next week with one game on Monday. Again, we travel to play Ortonville on Monday, and so then we get a lot of practice time. Hopefully after that to kind of regroup a little bit and move forward together. So
B squad on the week.
B squad again. A lot of new faces, and we're young there. So they ended up dropping all 3 games as well, and then junior high. On Tuesday, traveled to Lakeview, and the 7th grade won, and the 8th grade lost in a close one. And then today, they're actually right now just opening up with their a tournament in Ortonville right now. 7th grade started at 9, and 8th grade is going to play at 9:45, and they're going to play 3-4 games there, and so that'll be really good to get them some more court time as well, too, here. So.
Okay, well, thanks for the talk this morning. Best of luck with that, just the one game this week.
Yep.
And getting some practice in, and they will improve as the year goes along.
Absolutely, yep. We just need time and experience, and you give us a couple weeks and then a month, and things are going to be a lot different and change, because I know the girls will. So,
okay.
Appreciate you having me, and thanks for covering us on Tuesday, Paul. So go Eagles.
Yep. We'll take this break and be talking wrestling with Hank Ireland after this.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday, by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Back here at the radio station, talking wrestling with Hank Ireland, and you started your season off with a quadrangular at Lacaparral Valley against three teams, two of them really pretty good, and especially Marshall was the section finals last year, and looks like your kids really were in pretty good shape, and you had great results from that quadrangular, Hank.
Yeah, it was a good night out at Lacaparral. I mean, we had two section opponents right away and another local team in Quad County out there. And there's about 150 wrestlers out at Lacaparral on Thursday. A lot of JV matches, and that North gym, we put a mat out there for the JV kids, and they were rolling. They kept wrestling after the varsity was even done because there were so many kids out there. So that was good to see.
Oh, gosh, you walk in the building and you pick up the program, and it was full on both sides of wrestlers, and a lot of them really young.
Yeah, that was really good to see. Well, yeah, we started off against Mahaka, and we didn't know what they had. You know, at the beginning of the year, you don't know who's going to be at what weight, how many kids they got. But we started off, and it was a good dual meet, and our kids really showed up. We started Eli Olson. He started us off with a pinfall over Bo Haugen. And then Gavin Mortensen received a forfeit, and Tygan Long received a forfeit. And then Grayson Olson got a pinfall for us in the third period. Ben Gummickson got a pinfall for us in 30 seconds. Then Mahaka's Grayson Gibson, who was a state placer last year, he beat Holland Shocker 11-3. And then Adrian Norman received a forfeit. Cameron Sasser won a close match over Andrew Marty, 9-7. Then Daniel Gunnickson got a pin for us in the first period. Then at 172, Gabe Lowry received a forfeit. Then at 189, Mason Peterson got a pinfall in the first period. Then at 215, Parker Bothan got a tech fall, winning 19-4. Then at heavyweight, Brady Rohde received got a pinfall for us. So the final score ended up being 68-4 for Team United, getting the win there. Good first duel for us. Get a nice section win there. And then went to the big match of the day against Marshall. They, like you said, they were the section runner-ups to us last year. We beat them in the finals, so we knew it was going to be a good one going into it. Started off really well for us. Eli Olson got a pinfall in 18 seconds for us at 107. Then at 114, Gavin Mortensen wrestled a tight match against Lincoln Christensen and lost 10-2. And then Tygan Long got a major decision for us with a 10-0 win. Grayson Olson received a forfeit at 127. Then at 133, Ben Gummickson against a tough Landon Marthaler from Marshall. And it was a tight match going back and forth, but then Ben ended up getting him on his back and pinning him in the second period.
Yeah, the gym kind of erupted after when he got the fall, didn't it?
Yeah, that was a big match for us and for Ben.
Yeah.
Then Holland Shocker had another tough one. He had Dylan Luwaji, who's a two-time state runner-up, and he ended up getting pinned there by Dylan. Then Cameron Sather had a nice match against Drew Chandler and won 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Gunnickson got a major decision for us, winning 13-3. And then another tough one for Brian Rohde. He went up against a state-ranked Tate Cadenzo from Marshall, and he ended up getting pinned there in the first period. And then another state-ranked wrestler for Marshall, Tucker Feeney, got a pinfall over Gabe Lowry. And then at 189, Marshall had Aiden Madison, and he had a close match with Mason Peterson for us, and Mason wrestled hard and tried to make a little comeback at the end, but lost 6-2. Then at 215, Parker Boffin lost right at the end there to Gavin Schaefer from Marshall, who lost 6-5. They got a reversal right at the end of the match there, so that was a close one for Parker, tough one for him. And then going into heavyweight, we were up by one, and just like Brady Rohde did last year, he was a closer for us last year, and he did it again for us and got a pinfall in the first period. And United ended up winning 35-28 over state-ranked Marshall. So that was a good win for us. And, you know, it's early on, but it's always good to win. You still want to beat them. But like we said last week, our team's going to look a whole lot different from November 30th to the end of February when we want to beat them. And Marshall's going to look a whole lot different, too, at the end of the year. So.
Yeah, but you knew Marshall coming in. I don't know if they lost anybody from last year's team. So it was a nice display of wrestling by your team in that match, for sure.
Yeah, the boys were pretty fired up before the match, and then especially after the match, they were pretty fired up. That's the only time we duel Marshall.
Right.
We'll see him in a few individual tournaments, but yeah, that's the only time we get to see him in any duel meets.
Okay.
So it's pretty rare you get to see that two highly ranked teams that early in the season, but that's just the way it is sometimes.
Yep.
It's good for us to get a win, and then we ended the night against Quad County, which is YME, RCW, McRae. And Eli Olson started us off by just receiving a forfeit, and then Gavin Mortensen wrestled a nice match and ended up getting the 4-2 victory. Then at 121, Tygan Long received a forfeit, and then Grayson Olson also received a forfeit at 127. Then Ben Gunnickson got a pinfall in the first period. Then Holland Shocker received a forfeit. Cameron Sather got a pinfall in the first period. Then Dan Gunnickson received a forfeit. Brian Rohde got his first win for Team United by getting a pinfall in the third period. So that was good to see for Brian Rohde. At 172, Gabe Lowry got a tech fall, winning 20-5. And then at 189, Noah Meyer went out there against a tough Jacob Savig from Quad County, and he got a takedown right away, and he was moving well, looking good, but then he got caught and pinned there towards the end of the first period. Parker Boffin got a pinfall in the second period for us, and then Brady Rohde won a close match, a 1-0 decision to finish off the dual meet. Team United won 65-6 in that dual meet, so we started off 3-0 on the year, and it's a good start for us. And you know, yesterday at practice, us coaches were talking, and we're talking about this and that. And it seemed like our list of things we need to work on was pretty big, but then we sat there and said, but we did win all three duels, and we did do a lot of good things, too. You got to always look at the good. You know, we're, as coaches, a lot of times you focus on the negative things that happen, but you also got to look and say, look at the positives that happened, too. And it was a pretty positive night for us.
Yeah, and it certainly was. And I'll tell you what, just watching the kids in the quadrangular, if the match got into the third period, it showed in most cases that your team was in better conditioning than your opponent. So that was had to be a positive thing for you. And you just pretty tough in about five or six practices to get in wrestling shape, as you will. You know, in February. So, yeah, that had to be a positive thing for you. And you had some good key matchups as well.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of close matches, and we came up on top on a few of them, and Marshall came up on top in a few of those close matches as well. But, yeah, our conditioning has been pretty well,
good.
Considering it's only 2 weeks. But, like I said last week, we have pretty deep team, pretty good practice partners to have. We got a lot of kids that aren't on the varsity that should be on the varsity on other teams, but
right.
It's just, we have such good wrestlers right now, and it's good to have good practice partners, and those guys are the ones that push you to stay in shape and get in shape. Because, you know, if you slip up a little bit, we got the next man up, you know, they can step right into the role.
That's right. And those ones that didn't wrestle the varsity got some experience in the auxiliary gym there to the north. Like you mentioned, a lot of matches going on, and then they moved them to the big gym. There's still a lot of United uniforms in action there. So, and I think they get their first dose on Monday with the ninth grade league.
So yeah, the 7th, 8th, and 9th graders will head to Wilmer on Monday, and we'll get 2 to 3 matches out in Wilmer. That'll be good for them to get their first 9th grade league event in. And then, yeah, and then the rest of the week we have another quad in Minnewaska, where we see a Minnewaska team who's got some really good individuals,
right,
and Border West, who's got some really good individuals, and then BBE. BBE's a really tough team, so that'll be a good match for us. I think they're ranked number 2 right now in Class A.
Okay, yeah, that
should be a really good duel. We'll see where they're at. I know they had a good football season, so they're probably not too far removed from football.
Right, yeah.
Here, but yeah, it'll be a good duel for us. 3 good duels for us there in Minnewaska, and JV matches we'll get in too. And then on Saturday we head to Barrett for the Grant County tournament, and that's 11 teams there in West Central. There's some good teams up there as well, so it'll be another busy week for us, which is good. We have a busy December to kind of gauge where we're at to try to get ready for end of February.
Yeah, that's right. The following week is busy as well. So West Central area, you had a very exciting match last year, and talk about the difference in weight classes. Everybody has to look down to see what the weight class is, because they had the old 14 weight classes memorized, but now you took one out. So how do you like that?
It's a learning curve. All the coaches were talking and trying to figure out what the weights were. When we're weighing in, we weigh in by weight, and we're trying to think what's the next weight here. And,
yeah,
it'll take a little while to get used to these new weights, but the kids sure know what they are, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Especially the ones trying to lose some weight, they know what they are.
Sure. Well, okay. Well, thanks for the chat this morning. Best of luck. We'll have to, if you can stay after we close this out, we'll decide what to do. We'll probably have to do that Minnewaska quadrangular on via the tape recorder on Friday during your prep period or something. But best of luck there, and also on Saturday, and we'll hear all about it next week.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Hank Ireland on wrestling. We'll go to go to boys basketball with Robin Rademacher after this.
It's Camby's hometown holiday celebration this Saturday and Sunday. Come on over to Camby and celebrate the holiday season with many activities planned. Santa Claus will make an appearance Sunday at the Canby Theater from 2 to 5:30. And the Parade of Lights starts at 6 p.m. downtown Canby Sunday, followed by the tree lighting at Lake Sylvan with a large fireworks display to follow. Check out Canby Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for a complete listing of events. Bring the kids, friends, and family over to Canby Saturday, December 2nd, and Sunday, December 3rd for Hometown Holidays. Sponsored by the Canby Chamber of Commerce. Interested in a Sunday evening church service? Well, Calvary Baptist Church in Madison is the place to be this Sunday. We're getting into Christmas mode at our next Family Faith Night, Sunday, December 3rd at Calvary Baptist Church. 4 o'clock, Calvary Sunday worship service will begin. 4:50, Christmas caroling around town. And 6 o'clock, dinner is served for all. This isn't just for families with young kids. All are welcome. That's Family Faith Night this Sunday, 4 o'clock at Calvary Baptist Church in Madison. Flowers from the Heart in Montevideo has a new location. They're located in the old Folkestead Furniture Building on Main Street, Montevideo, and they're celebrating with grand opening specials starting November 24th through Saturday, December 2nd. Specials on merchandise throughout the store. Flowers from the Heart is known for their beautiful fresh flowers and plants. They also have a store filled with items for anyone for any occasion. They also have beautiful home decor items for sale. And they even have new Ashley Furniture lift chair. So stop on down and say hello to Carmen and the gang at their new location on Main Street, Montevideo. That's Flowers from the Heart, grand opening special.
Sleigh Bells and Starry Nights is the theme for the 2023 Madison Area Chamber of Commerce Christmas promotion. There'll be a hidden medallion for $100. Free movies at the Grand December 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd. Christmas baking contest and coffee party Tuesday, December 12th. Breakfast with Santa on the 16th. Drive-up bingo on the 20th. Sleigh rides will be taking you around town to see the beautiful lights. There'll be community caroling, a production at the Prairie Arts Center, Christmas Anthem Museum, and a whole lot more during Sleigh Bells and Starry Nights in Madison, Minnesota. Madison Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to come on over for the fun. For information on things to do all around Minnesota, check out exploreminnesota.com.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention to boys basketball. And like everybody else, first game here for the boys. And it's been a busy couple of weeks of practice, and now they're rewarded by playing games. So with me this morning is Robin Rademacher, and came away with that first game with a victory. So congratulations, Robin.
Yeah, it was definitely, the weather doesn't feel like it's winter time or basketball season, but you know what, the calendar says it is, and first time playing a game in November, so we traveled up north, old Little Sioux team, the Wheaton, but now they're kind of combined with Clinton, Graceville, and Herman, so it's a bunch of schools up in that area called Border West now. So we had that game, like I said, on Thursday night, and we ended up, like you had mentioned, coming away with a 71-52 win.
Wow.
Over a team that was in the state tournament last year with a lot of seniors, but return a nice core of some sophomores and juniors, and a team that's going to, I think as the year goes along, is going to be a team to reckon with.
Okay, that's right. But picking up a 19-point win is a bonus for you. That's good.
Yeah, I just, you know, the kids come out with a nice game plan in their minds of how they want to compete, and we talked about last year us being the team that was young and inexperienced and not understanding what the varsity level basketball is like. And this year, you could just see, like, it was just night and day difference. We were out there composed. Kids were ready to make the extra pass, a little more physical. We've got another year under our belt and did the little things out there and then just let the game come to them. They weren't forcing it. And we go in the locker room at halftime up 42-24. We had made a nice push there the last, you know, 8-10 minutes of the first half and kind of separated ourselves from them. Haven't practiced a whole lot of man-to-man, if hardly any, all in practice here. We've only had 6 practices.
Right.
And so we worked a lot on our zone stuff because it's the same concept. So when you play man, you're not always playing a man because you have to play an area too when you're on the weak side. And I thought the kids did a really nice job of rotating and a lot of talking out there. And we go in the locker room, discuss different things, reviewed what we wanted to do, and then said, hey, guys, we're up 2-0. And, you know, we're up by 2 points. And just give them that mindset of don't take it for granted. What built this league can easily go the other way if we come out soft. And I thought the first 5-6 minutes of the second half, we pushed it up to 25. And then they made a little bit of a run to get it to 18, and then right back up into that mid-20s again. And then the last 5 minutes, the other guys filled in and did a nice job out there, too. And like I said, we came away with a 71-52 victory.
Okay, some of the stats.
And playing in Wheaton, that's a tough gym. It's
it is.
Kind of like Dawson,
yeah.
With that big sides, you know, a lot of opening, but older gym. And, you know, talking to different people that played, and myself included, that's a tough place to go up there and play. That's a tough gym to go in and win, and I just thought we shot the ball well and played great basketball. So some stats on the night. You know, when you go through it, everybody always wants to talk about points. You know, that's what, you know, you look at in basketball, who scored the most points, who did this, who did that. I mean, this group of kids was very unselfish last night. We have some kids that can definitely score, and they did their job last night. You know, we're led by Matt Arndt, had 19, knocked down 5 3-pointers. Matt's a very good shooter. But what Matt did is he didn't force anything, and guys found him. You know, I think Matt missed his first 2 or 3 shots last year. That might have been a problem because it would have got into his head and it would affect his defense. He's made an effort to play the whole game, and you could see it last night, and kids kept finding him. Caden Molden, overall, wonderful game, rebound, scoring, assisting, just being a leader out there. He had 17. Davis Patzer, another kid that we count on for points. Point guard, can shoot from the outside, but also is a kid that attacks the basket very well, end up with 15. So when we get those three guys scoring at the pace that they did, it opens up other things. But in turn, I thought the guys, our role players, did a really nice job of finding those guys in positions to get them shots. We had our first son coming off the bench, scored 5 points, knocked down 3, did the things that's going to earn him minutes. Eli Hagelin ended up in foul trouble, got his 3rd in the first half, picked up his 4th early, but he learned to play with some adversity. Only scored 6 points, but, you know, he had a bunch of rebounds on a night. Peyton Rademacher stepping in for TJ, who was out for a time right now, did a nice job role-playing. His whole thing last year, maybe too many turnovers. Last night, he didn't have a turnover. Scored 4 points, did a lot of nice things. And being the coach's kid, he never gets praise. And I thought he did a really nice job last night on doing the little things.
Right.
Let's see, who else did we have on the – we had a lot of guys score. We had Brock Bierenhill chipped in with 1. Baxter Kalloff coming off the bench had 2, but Baxter had a lot of rebounds for us last night and did a nice job playing TJ's role. Tygan Allpress played a lot of minutes last night. Probably didn't have a shot going the way he wanted, but, you know, going to be counting on him to play. Ended up with 2 points. Carson Besson come in and played and did a nice job in the last 5 minutes of controlling the tempo and getting guys in the right place. Didn't score, but did all the little things that he always does very well. So I think if I'm missing anybody, I apologize. TJ, like I said, has been out with concussion symptoms yet, and hopefully he's getting closer.
Yeah,
he's getting closer. So that's encouraging, and hopefully we get him back here real soon. So everybody stepped up, you know, and then you start looking at rebounds. Molden had 11. Baxter Kalloff, like I mentioned, had 10. Eli had 7. Assists, we had a lot of guys equal. We had Molden with 3. Allpress with 3. Davis with 2. Peyton with 4. We had Hagelin with 4 steals and a few guys with 2. And I think the key is we only had a total of 7 turnovers in the game.
Wow.
First time out there, we took care of the basketball really well. And with the shot clock and you're playing a little faster, I think that helps us because we were a team that played fast last year. So overall, for the start of the season, as far as the coach and limited practice, I was very pleased.
Good. B-Squad?
B-Squad got a win on their first game, a close game, and the kids battled back down. Got a win, and the C-Squad lost a close game last night, but I think it was 3 or 4, but once again, those kids, first time hopping on the bus with the varsity players, you know, this is a whole different atmosphere for them, so they did a nice job on the road and competed and lost by 3 or 5. I can't recall what it was, but they did a nice job.
And then real quick, you're very busy starting today, and then 3 games next week, so by this time next week, you'll have 4 more games under the belt, but real quick.
Yep, we got Morris on Saturday, 2 o'clock. Morris end up beating New London Spicer, so that's going to be a challenge. Monday, that's a home game, too. Saturday's a home game at 2. Monday, we have Ortonville coming over for a B in varsity. They do not have a C-Squad. Tuesday, we have Rockford coming here, and Rockford's down by Buffalo, a 2A school. Don't know anything about them, but that's going to be a good challenge. And then Friday, we have KMS, who is as loaded as can be. So not a whole lot of downtime.
Okay. Thanks, Robin. Best of luck on those, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Robin Rademacher on boys basketball. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
Santa's Helpers Ladies Night Out this Tuesday, December 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Madison VFW. The Madison VFW is the place to be this Tuesday. There will be over 25 vendors to help spread holiday cheer. Shop local this year. Support your small businesses. That's Santa's Helpers Ladies Night Out this Tuesday, December 5th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Madison VFW. Get your Christmas shopping done early. Save up to $200 on acoustic pianos. Pick your piano, then pop a balloon to find your extra savings. We will deliver free to the Montevideo area up to a 30-mile radius. Prices for our acoustic pianos start at just $499. We will give you 20% off your ukulele, guitar, violin, band instruments, drum sets, jewelry, and more. Slatin Piano and Music. Located at 112 South 1st Street between Valentino's and Hardware Hanks in beautiful downtown Montevideo. Make someone smile this holiday season. Shop Heather Floral and Greenhouse and pick up some unique gifts for your friends and loved ones. They have many different color poinsettias, red, white, purple, pink, and more colors. Order a homemade holiday wreath to hang. Heather has many holiday pots to choose from. And don't forget, the holiday milk house candles are in. They make great gifts. Christmas trees are in at Heather Floral and Greenhouse. They go fast. Get them early. Make someone smile this holiday season. Shop Heather Floral and Greenhouse. They have three locations, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to La Caparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team with head coach Carly Wagers in the studio. Hi, Carly.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Now, you say dance line or dance team? I should know this.
Dance team. Dance line is an older term. Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go, kicking off the season.
Yes.
That was a pun. Did you see that?
Yeah, I like it.
Are you excited about the season?
We are, yes. We started October 23rd already, so we're got a good over a good month in and getting ready for our first competition. So we're heading off to Ricori today.
Yeah, that's a good jaunt there, but you always go to the Ricori, don't you?
Well, when Lisa coached, they used to go. Okay. So this is our first year once I took over. So, right. Yeah.
How many years have you been head coach of the Shadows?
Of the Shadows, this is maybe my third year.
Third year as head coach.
Yep.
Your former Shadow.
Yes, and I coached JV for 2 years. Okay. Too, so.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So we've asked you to come in and introduce your team to us, and we'll talk about the schedule for the Shadows and anything else you want to talk about, Carly. So.
Sounds great.
All right. We'll introduce the Shadows. And I should mention, they're the defending other state runners-up in both divisions, right?
Yes, both kick and jazz.
Yep.
So
I remember that now.
Yes.
It goes fast, though, doesn't it?
It does. It's a season that never ends.
Before you introduce your team, let's just talk a little bit about how you come up with the routines that you do and the music that you pick. How does that happen?
Yeah, we kind of knew, had ideas already last year at State of what we wanted to do for the following year. We try and do things that have not been done before and things that we think will stick out and be different. And so it's challenging. It takes a lot of listening to music and researching uniforms online to get inspiration. So, yeah, it all just comes together in the end.
All right. Can't wait to see the routines.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's introduce your team to us.
Let's go
right down the roster there.
So we have two new coaches with us this year, former Shadows. Aaliyah Schomer is my varsity kick assistant, and she also runs the varsity jazz. She was a former Shadow that danced both kick and jazz, and so she has a lot of great experience in the jazz department, so we were really excited to bring her aboard here. She graduated in 2020 from La Caparra, so an alumni there. And
then she's excited.
She is, yes, very excited to be back. And then Caitlin Baird also is back. She graduated from Dawson in 2021, and she's a Shadow alumni as well. And she does our JV jazz and then assists with the JV kick. And then we have Hope Traeger, who is still with us, and she does JV kick and then assists with JV jazz. And then Ellie is our marketing manager, and she is still the face of all of our Facebook TikTok and all of that stuff. So we wouldn't be able to run it without her. So she's got an important job.
Yeah, she does a great job.
She does, yes.
Pick up a lot of followers. She's so talented in that.
She is, yes. A lot of fun graphics and makes us look good online. That's fun.
Good. So a good core of coaches then.
Yes. Okay. Yep. A lot of strengths that are brought to the table. So that'll be good. Our varsity kick roster consists of 18 girls this year. We're going to be dancing to It's Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel. And so we have Morgan Anderson, Addie Dahl, Chloe Gleggie, Harper Grunholds, Molly Halverson, Reese Johnson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, Alexis Olson, Emerson Olson, Micaiah Poost, Jalissa Ramos, Ella Stock, Addie Tufto, and then our managers, Jenna Coyle and Zoe Cruz.
Okay. Very familiar names there.
Yes. And then we switched over to a leadership team style this year instead of captains. And so we have 7 girls on the leadership team, consists of our seniors and our juniors. And so we have Addie Dahl, Reese Johnson, Reese McCoy, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, Emerson Olson, and Addie Tufto, who are our core leaders of the group. So,
good.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
It is.
That kind of progress a little better that way, you think?
Yes. It's our first year doing it, so we're living and learning, but we created different committees, and so we found different strengths that each girl has, and we're really utilizing those strengths that they have to help them develop as leaders, not only for the dance team, but for the real world as well, too. Okay. So, yeah.
So that was the high kick.
High kick, okay. Yes. And this is Varsity Jazz, and they are doing a remix of songs to an Aria Grande singer. So a little more jazz funk, putting the funk back into the jazz. Okay. So it'll be fun. It's different and unique, and we're excited to see how it scores out on the floor. So our jazz dancers are Morgan Anderson, Harper Grunholds, Molly Halverson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Hannah Oy, Micaiah Poost, and Addie Tufto.
Okay, good. Then that's varsity.
Yes. And JV, they are bringing back the queen routine. Oh. And so this was the first time that the Shadows won state. And so it's fun to have that routine back out on the floor. And so
I'm sure we'll see crazy parents wearing queen outfits.
Yes, I hope so. And so the JV kick routine roster is made up of Brianna Borsted, Celeste Jenkins, Bria Cosbob, Faith Meyer, Cameron Olson, Aubrey Sharar Pike, Tenley Kranz, Stella Roth, Sadie Zarbach, Taylan Bendel Cam, Aaliyah Byles, Kinley Kopp, Bryn Gleggie, Bella Martinson, and Zoe Cruz is the JV manager as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
JV Jazz as well, too. Yep. So they are dancing to Legendary, who also was the routine that won first. That was their first double blue. So the JV Jazz consists of Alexis Olson, Ella Stock, Chloe Gleggie, Tenley Kranz, Bella Martinson, Bria Cosbob, Kinley Kopp, Cameron Olson, Bryn Gleggie, Jalissa Ramos, and Aaliyah Byles.
All right, that's a large roster there.
It is, yes. They're a great group of girls.
Yeah, so on the varsity side, what's your schedule look like? Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, we're off to Ricori today. The competition starts at 4 o'clock, and so it's a later competition.
Not till 4.
Yeah,
okay.
So if you're around and bored, feel free to drive up there and come and support. Otherwise, we go to RCW on December 9th. We'll be able to see YME and Montevideo there. And so that'll be a good competition. And then December 16th, we'll be at Bold. And that's kind of where we see everybody that we see at state. So that's a really good competition to go to as well, too. Cathedral will be there, NYME and all of them. So, yeah, it'll be good.
All right, so and obviously you perform at halftime of basketball games and stuff too in Dawson and at Loughborough.
Yes, we have one coming up here in December. So on December 19th, we have our cheesy chicken feed at Dawson.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that.
Yes, I believe it's a boys game, Dawson versus LAC.
Oh.
And so the JV kick will be performing at B Squad, and varsity kick will be performing at halftime of the varsity. So we'd love to have you guys come out and enjoy some cheesy chicken and watch some dance and basketball.
I will definitely be there.
Great.
And, maybe we can do a halftime report or something like that with the Shadows. So, yeah. So, I always ask the coaches, after you introduce your teams, what teams in the section look tough besides the Shadows?
Yes. So,
we should be in the mix again?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. I think we'll be very competitive again this year. The girls are really working hard with the routines. So,
is there any changes in section as far as teams?
Not that I'm aware of. Yep. Everything seems to be pretty much the same. So Cathedral is looking pretty strong again this year. YME, we all have about 18 to 20 dancers. So no one's coming out with, 30 dancers. Nice in the same amount of size. So Montevideo, Holdingford, they got fourth at state. So we'll see them at Ricori. Okay. So, yeah.
Locally, there's every year it seems like there's some improvements with some of the schools.
Yes.
Cami Miniota's improved quite a bit, right?
Yes, yeah. It's always fun to see them, too.
Yep. All right. All right, anything else on dance team that we need to mention? Did we cover everything?
That's all I've all got right. for you, Paul.
All right, so good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
At 4 o'clock. And is there a way to watch? I'm sure there's a way to watch the stream.
They are working on a live stream link. Ellie will post one if there is one available. So you can go to our Facebook page and click the live stream link. So
All right. All right. Good luck this afternoon then, Carly.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Carly Wager, the head coach of the Loughborough Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. And we'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
This is the time of year when we all believe. We believe in joy, like a day of fun at Mall of America. We believe in unforgettable elf experiences at Candy Cane Institute. Wish-filled weekends at Radisson Blue Mall of America, conveniently connected to the mall. Paul Bunyan's ugly sweater and the Yule log shoot at Nickelodeon Universe. And wrapping it all up with a bow at the Holiday Light Show every night. Believe all season long. Start at mallofamerica.com/holiday.
Back here at the radio station, Of course, you've heard the various coaches talking. Today's schedule, the 7th and 8th grade girls basketball up at Ortonville. That started at 9 o'clock. Probably the 8th graders are playing at this time. And then the boys are at home this afternoon. C and B squad start at 12:30, and the varsity somewhere around that 2 o'clock hour this afternoon against Morris area. And that'll be a good basketball game for the boys. And then you just heard the dance team coach talking about they're at Cold Spring Ricori today with the varsity only, and it's just the high kick competition. And that's kind of a mixture of teams from all over the state, and there are some good teams there. So, and then go on the school's schedule, and you can find out the happenings, the games going on next week at Lackawanna Valley. So, finish the show here with three Dick Newman sick jokes of the week. 6:30 is the best time of day, hands down. A girl says, the cashiers around here are always checking me out. And finally, do they allow a loud laugh in Hawaii, or is it just aloha? So thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
KLQB, Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers.